We hear a lot in this world of ours about excuses. Somebody does badly in a set of exams, they make excuses. A football team doesn't win the cup, they make excuses. Somebody doesn't reach their quota in the workplace, they make their excuses. And so it is whenever it comes to salvation and putting their faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Many people make excuses. And one of my favourite stories that the Lord told was the parable of the Great Supper, recorded in Luke chapter 14 and begins at verse number 16. Jesus said, "A certain man made a great supper and bade many, and sent his servant out at supper time to say to them that were bidden, 'Come, for all things are now ready.' And they all with one consent began to make excuse. Here is a man, kind, wealthy, benevolent, who opens the doors of his household, his kingdom if you like, spreads a table of good things, has it set, covers the price himself, sends his servant out at supper time with a free invitation, 'Come, for all things are now ready.' And as that invitation goes out, those who hear it begin to make excuses. One says, 'Well, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. Have me excused.' Another said, 'I have bought a plot of ground, and I must needs go see it. Have me excused.' And then the last man said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' The excuses were all different, but they were all weak in the extreme. And yet I challenge you today, if you're not yet a Christian and you know the gospel, you know there's a heaven, you know there's a hell, you know Christ died on the cross, you know that all things are ready, and all you have to do is come in simple childlike faith and repentance and trust Jesus Christ as your Saviour, and yet you haven't come, you have an excuse. Maybe you say, 'I'm too young.' The Bible says, 'Boast not thyself of tomorrow. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth.' You say, 'I'm too old. I'm at the evening time of life. The dying thief was in the evening time of his life, and yet he trusted Christ.' Maybe you say, 'It'll affect my business.' The Bible says, 'What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?' Maybe you say, 'I might lose my friends.' You'll gain a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. You say, 'I've tried and failed.' The Bible says, 'I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.' Maybe you're in a relationship, maybe it's some habit that you're not willing to give up, but I submit to you right now that if you're not yet a Christian and you're not saved, you have an excuse, a reason why you're not a Christian. Maybe one of the most valid excuses that people have is there are so many hypocrites in the church. I grant that you're right, but Jesus Christ was no hypocrite, and he invites you to come and trust in him. If I was to give you a check today for £1,000, would you not go to the bank and cash it in? Because there's hypocrites that work in the bank. You say, 'Well, I'm not going to the bank because there's hypocrites there. There's people have an account in that particular bank and they're hypocrites. I'm not going to go and reap the dividends of cashing this check.' And yes, there are hypocrites in the church, but hypocrites are lost. And Jesus Christ was the real thing. Are you going to allow hypocrites to stand in the way of you enjoying heaven forevermore, a relationship with Christ, peace with God, sins forgiven, and assurance of heaven? Listen, what's your excuse today? Why aren't you saved? Why won't you give your life to Christ? Why won't you walk with God and enjoy the blessing of God's salvation? What's your excuse? I'm sure you've got many excuses now, but take those excuses to the great white throne judgment. What will they sound like then, whenever you personally stand alone before God and give an account of your life, yourself, your sin, and what you did with Christ? Will it not sound so feeble and so weak? The reality is that there's no excuse for not knowing Christ as Saviour and as Lord. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Somebody once said, "An excuse is the skin of a reason stuffed with a lie." Don't allow excuses to hold you back and to rob you of knowing your sins forgiven and a home in heaven and life worth living. Come to Christ. Trust in him. "Come," he said, "all things are now ready. The door is open, the table set, the price is paid. All you have to do is come."